Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All righty, folks. Happy 4th of July, and we're going to talk about a little financial freedom, and we're going to talk about the question I get all the time. Should I buy now or should I wait? And that is something we see all the time, and I get questions all the time. I'm going to wait for the market to correct, Justin. I'm going to wait for interest rates to dip back down. And I kind of just stare at people and wonder, gee, where are you getting the information from? Because I'm doing a lot of studying and a lot of reading, and I sure don't see the market going that way. So we're going to get into that. It's going to be very informative, and we're going to have a lot of good information on why you need to buy now and not wait. Okay, so big news here in Colorado Springs. In-N-Out, everyone knows they are coming, and they're going to be on the corner of InterQuest and Voyager. Yep, on that southeast corner, and they'll be opening up in 2020. All right, 2020, they're also going to be bringing a distribution center here. You know, their food, their materials, all around this region out of Colorado Springs. So providing a lot of jobs, which is great. And then an article I talked about with Wayne last time was the cost of living, highest since 2004. And he made a great comment, and he said, geez, the cost of living here is low. And I said, well, you're from New York City. He's from really New Jersey. You know, he's not even down in Manhattan, but he goes, it's much cheaper. And I used to live in D.C. I know it's much cheaper, but we've been spoiled here for so long. And now we are becoming a bigger city. And becoming a bigger city means more costs are involved, okay? Which is good. Means you need to save more and budget a little better, but it doesn't mean Colorado Springs is becoming a poor place to live. I think it's exactly the opposite. And another article that was written just last week talks about Colorado Springs, hot job market, ranks fifth among nation's top 100 cities. And that's right out of the Gazette, folks. I ain't making it up. I'm getting these facts from credible sources. And I'm telling you, Colorado Springs, fifth in the nation, 1,200 more job openings than workers looking. We got 1,200 jobs out there that are open right now looking for, who knows, maybe it's you. Maybe you're the next person to apply for one of these jobs, but there's an ample amount of them. Right? Now, we rank behind Indianapolis was number one, Raleigh, North Carolina, Milwaukee, and Grand Rapids. What do all these cities have in common? They're smaller cities with vibrant growth that they haven't seen for a long time, and they're starting to enter the category of mid-major cities, right? They're not small cities anymore. Some other good news in Colorado Springs is sales tax collections are up 4.1% from last year at this time, which is another huge factor showing the economy and the growth here in Colorado Springs, all right? That's your sales tax. That shows how much spending is going on in Colorado Springs. A lot of good information there, folks. I thank the Gazette for a lot of that. They're a fantastic news provider. And we go into a little bit of a market update. Here in Colorado Springs right now, 2,275 homes on the market as of this morning at 10 a.m. And homes under contract, pending. These are homes that are in the pipeline to close. 2,498. Those will probably close out within the next 30 days. And we've had 378 sold in the last 7 days. 378 homes just within the last week. Unbelievable. Year to date, 2,160 homes sold so far year to date here in Colorado Springs. But I will tell you, like I talked about 3-4 months ago when we had inventory around, geez, what was it, 1,300? And I talked about we see this every year. June and July, inventory rises because of the high amount of military personnel we have in Colorado Springs. And I told you we would be to 2,500 by the 4th of July, and we still got, since I'm recording this early, about a week until then, and I think we'll hit it. I think we'll hit 2,500 by the 4th of July, and we'll see things even out a little bit, become a little easier for buyers to get into the market. But I still have people asking me, is now a good time to buy? All right? And we're going to talk about the Feds. We're going to talk about interest rates rising. But I'm going to give you a breakdown. Right now, 4.75 interest rate on a home price of $250,000 with a loan amount of $237,500. Your mortgage payment is going to be $1,234. All right, that's principal and interest, so we got to add on some taxes there, about $100 a month. And we got to add on insurance of about $100 a month. So that's $1,434 is what you're looking at on a purchase price of $250. Pretty darn affordable still, right? You could rent that house out for $1,700-$1,800, okay? So let's go to next year. Let's fast forward next year at this time. Interest rates, 5.5%. Home prices will be up, so you'll be paying for that same home at $250,000. You'll be paying $260,750, okay? Your loan amount's going to go up to $247,712. Mortgage payment's up to $1,400. We add taxes and insurance. All of a sudden, you're paying $1,600. Getting close next year to paying the same amount in rent than you would to own a home. Still believe in home ownership over renting just because you're at least controlling your destiny and you're putting money towards your own retirement. But the whole point is, next year at this time, you can't argue. The difference is going to be between $160 and $200 more, okay? And that is to buy now rather than buying next year, all right? Now, a difference, people say, well, what's the difference between paying that per month? What does that equate to, you know, per year? Well, that means on a 30-year loan, you're going to be paying $1,992 more a year if you want to wait until next year and you lock that rate in at 5.5 instead of right now at 4.75. Okay, over the life of the loan, that's $59,760 because you waited one more year to buy. Unbelievable. When you look at those numbers and just people's decision and they're pushing off purchasing, they're afraid to do it, they're afraid to commit, and it is something that's very common with millennials. So reading an article the other week about how a lot of millennials are looking at these small homes, and they don't want to commit, you know, or maybe they're having an RV, they don't want to commit to actually living in one place. And so if you don't like commitment, I mean, that's tough. I don't know what to tell you financially on where to invest your money. And maybe you just won't invest, and you're living life right now, and it's great. But let me tell you, there will be a morning when you wake up and you realize that life's pretty real, and you got to be financially prepared for life emergencies, and you got to be prepared to create a better life, whether it's for your family or just for yourself, okay? So take that commitment seriously. Look into purchasing right now while it is still affordable, and especially in Colorado Springs, getting in before things get too crazy here. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to look at a house tomorrow to purchase myself at about 170, 180, and I would bet you $100,000 that 10 years from now, that property worth $300,000. So if you don't want to buy, you can at least take that bet with me. That's worth it, right? Commit to that. There's no doubt in my mind with all these leading factors, the real estate in Colorado Springs is going to be, it's going to be untouchable. You look at the price per square foot. I was looking at some today. I mean, 90, 95, 100. Try that double. Try that double 10 years from now, okay? So we're looking at the Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, says the economy is in great condition. This guy, he's controlling the interest rates, all right? So if you're not happy, write him an email. It's jpowell01@gmail.com. Matt gave me that information. So voice your concerns with the chair there and let us know what he says. Be interested to know. But they're now coming out, and instead of saying originally that there's going to be 3 rate hikes, now there's going to be 4. So for all you people on the other side of the fence who go, no, these rates are going to go down, the market's going to correct, well, good luck. They're going to raise them 4 times. Okay? Meeting was on June 13th. They come out after these meetings and they do a press conference after, and they release what they talked about. And you, if you'd have noticed, the stock market had a little bit of a correction the next day because of the news that they're raising rates. Well, these rates keep the economy in check, right? They need to raise them because our economy is pretty fruitful right now. It's fantastic. Just so you know, this is the seventh rate increase since 2015. All right, that's 7 in 3 years. That's scary, but we were so low for so long that you can't imagine. I mean, I talk to people of mortgage interest rates, and they're in the threes, and I go, that's unbelievable. The average rate over the last 40 years was 8%. People don't realize they got such a smoking deal if you're in the threes. And even if you're in the fours, it's good. And I'm telling you what, even when we get into the fives, it's still good. But when we get closer to that average the last 40 years, 8%, boy, home ownership will come with a little bit more of a cost, right? Now, they did come out and also say they're predicting 3 rate hikes in 2019 and 1 in 2020. If that doesn't hit you in the face, I don't know what does. That hurts, though. That hurts because those interest rates are going to be climbing. So if you're sitting there going, I'm waiting for the market to correct and I'm going to wait 3 or 4 more years and rates will come back down. Well, let me tell you, if we don't have a nuclear war or a major terrorist attack, that's the only thing that can set this off right now, then we're not going to see that correction. And you might as well get in now while it's good. You know, you're still getting good buys right now. Closing on one this week, and that's at, geez, Village 7, 230, 3-bed, 2-bath. I mean, that you still got good buys out there. You just got to search a little harder for them. And sometimes we get stuff off the market, but that's how you get a good deal as well. Okay? So another article I was reading, which was interesting, is you know, they're talking about it. This is good for millennials. You know, if you're betting on Social Security, hey, good luck. Good luck, all right? Because they're saying we can't fix Social Security or Medicare, right? They forecast that Social Security, Medicare, hospital insurance would have to start dipping in the trust funds by 2022 just to finance their obligations. And they'll be depleted by 2026, and Social Security's trust fund will be depleted by 2034. So congratulations, you're paying for, like my dad says, he says, you're paying for my Social Security right now, and I appreciate that. But they're looking at it, 2034, just 16 years away. We're not going to have Social Security. So like I've always said, you better get 3 buckets, whether one of them be real estate, which it needs to be, another one, stock market, whether you do a long-term with a bank, a security fund that's low risk, or a CD, you just got to diversify and cover your bases here because I'm telling you what, there ain't going to be no Social Security left. So financially, you better prepare yourself and be ready. So just the recap of today's show is buy now. Rates are going up. You can see it. It's right there. I read you off the stats. So there's no guessing on this and where the Colorado Springs economy is going and the stats we went over. Last time that talked about 2050, just in El Paso County, we'll have 1,076,000 people. Hope you guys get in before that action starts. Reach out to me if you have any questions. Always on my cell phone, 719-232-1063. Or you can email me, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. And our website, thehermesteam.net. Thanks for joining me. Look forward to speaking with you next time. And once again, I want to wish everybody a very safe and happy 4th of July.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.